begin our weekly Lenten reflections today. The theme for this year's series is renewing our baptismal vows. When you were baptized and when you were confirmed, you made these vows, these promises, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ Jesus through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. Now, admittedly, some of these vows are easier to keep than others. Today, we're going to focus on the first of these five vows. You promised in baptism and in confirmation to live among God's faithful people. What does this mean? Let's begin our time together looking at a reading from the book of Colossians. This is Colossians 3, 1 through 17. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly: fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed when you were living that life, but now you must get rid of all such things: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourselves with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and free, but Christ is all and in all. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your heart, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. When I think about baptism, so many baptisms stand out in my own mind. Not my own so much, because I don't remember that. I was only a couple of months old when I was baptized. As a pastor, I've had the joy of presiding at so many baptisms over the years, but the ones that stand out most to me are the baptisms of my own children. With both of our children, we were fortunate that the assigned scripture readings the day as they were baptized were so appropriate to the occasion of baptism. For James, the gospel lesson the day he was baptized was from Matthew chapter 14, the story of Jesus walking on the water toward the disciples in the boat. The early church thought of this story of the disciples in their little boat in a storm as deeply symbolic for the church. We in our church are gathered into this little ship with Jesus no matter what storms come our way. It was very meaningful to have that read at our son's baptism. Then when Amelia was baptized, the second reading assigned that day happened to be this text from Colossians: let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. I can't think of a more powerful or more important command for those of us in the church. But we read more than that. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. And oh, by the way, you were called to this peace in the one body. And be thankful. And even more than that, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Those are all in short supply in our world in this day and age. Even further, bear with one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. How radical that thought sounds. So simple and yet so contrary to the culture that surrounds us. Above all, we read, above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. This scripture passage is such a perfect encapsulation of our call as people of God and as members of Christ's body, the church. Indeed, this is one of the vows that we make. Our first vow of baptism, we vow to live among God's faithful people. Notice that the burden, the onus, the responsibility there is not just on the individual to live among God's faithful people. It's also the responsibility of all God's people to be faithful. There is mutuality there. We are accountable to one another. I'm responsible for living among all of you, and you are responsible for living among the rest of us. That doesn't just mean that we show up on Sundays, although that's important. It's also that we strive to live as these words of Colossians 3 tell us to live. And that is a far greater challenge. This vow to live among God's faithful people, I think, has been especially challenging in this time of pandemic. Some of you have to be careful of your health in such a way that prevents you from seeing one another in the ways that we're used to. That makes this vow a challenge, more so than it would be in ordinary circumstances. Yet, look at our blessings. Look how blessed we are to have technology that allows for us to connect by phone, by computer, as we're doing right now, by mail, and in so many other ways we never thought possible. Indeed, God is richly blessing us during this time. We still have ways to gather in person safely and online. We can check on one another by mail and phone and text and computer. Part of living among God's faithful people, in fact, in this time of pandemic, is finding those ways to overcome those obstacles before us. Just as God stopped at nothing to reach us with the love of Christ, so we should be eager to seek out ways to reach one another safely and earnestly. You've done a great job of that so far today, tuning in for this time of reflection together, striving to connect in this way at this time, this season, with your church family, trying to live out your faith. If you desire to strengthen that connection, I invite you to pray today and this week about ways God may be calling you to put this vow to live among God's faithful people into action, following those words of Colossians 3. Please pray with me. Oh God, you have claimed us as your own in baptism, and you've vowed that we are yours forever. In turn, we have vowed to live among your faithful people. We thank you for giving us this community of faith to love and to live within. During this challenging time, help us to be faithful to our vow and help us to continue to find new ways to live together as your people, that your glory may increase and that your word may spread through all the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you and keep you this week, dear ones, as you live out your baptismal vows. Amen.